Hello, mamas, and thank you for listening to Always With Me, episode 6. Today's guest is Jessica Howell, and she is a mother from southwestern Ohio who loves her family, traveling, and keeping an open mind to new experiences. When she isn't spending time with her family, she is either promoting her newfound journey or working on personal growth. While trying to find her identity, when she least expected it, a journey in nutrition found her. A dear friend introduced her to Juice Plus at a dark time, and she has been grateful ever since. Now she focuses on being a positive light, supporting and encouraging others, and building relationships, all while learning and teaching the importance of nutrition. You guys, I truly, truly enjoyed listening to Jessica's story. She's such an inspiration, as for every one of our guests on this show. But she talks about her struggles with postpartum depression and how she was able to manage her depression in nutrition. She changed the way she ate, and it changed her completely, health-wise and mentally. So, ladies, not that I am against medication, because obviously I am, but if you can find a way to fix it in a natural way, then that's even better. I also wanted to note that this episode is pretty long. It's about an hour, so if you have the time, please stay tuned and listen, because I feel that when it comes to health and well-being, Jessica has such a powerful message for y'all. So I hope you guys enjoy, and here we go with Jessica. All right, guys, here we are with Jessica. Jessica, welcome to the show, and thank you for being on. I'm so honored.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, happy new year. It's a new year. I'm excited for this year. Are you?
It's a new year, new me, or new year, new you, whichever way you're wanting to look at it.
It's going to be a good year. I'm so looking forward to it. For me, 2016 was in the middle. You know, I had my daughter, and that was exciting, my second daughter. But then I'm like, okay, but I'm going through a loss. So it wasn't great, but it wasn't, I don't know, wasn't terrible.
You had balance.
Yes. So speaking of the new year, do you have any plans for this year or, like I said, you're going to have resolutions?
Well, in the past, I've always made resolutions, and they just never stuck. So with this journey that I've been on this year, I've just become so adapted to having a revolution. So every day to me is new. Like, I'm discovering new things about myself that I never even thought or imagined. So it's just been a really, really good year. So I think instead of making like a resolution or anything like that, I am focusing on a word, and my word for this year is growth, because I'm growing personally and professionally. So
yeah,
it's kind of scary, but
that's amazing though. I actually looked, I tried making a word for myself too, maybe a week ago. And I kept sitting there thinking, what is my word? And for me, I think it's faith. Because this is a completely new journey, quitting my job and staying at home, being present with my family. And my biggest fear is finances. You know, I left a paycheck that comes to me every week to no paycheck. And now I'm like, well, am I going to get a paycheck?
We relate so much.
Right?
Because that's how, like, this, I quit my job last year when I was pregnant with my second. I quit my job because I was working at a very physical position. I'm by trade, or by, you know, schooling and everything, I am a veterinary technician. Yeah. So with the struggles and everything and the positioning, and I couldn't do it physically. And it came to a point where I either was going to have to quit, or they were going to fire me, because I've had just so many occurrences, like just being sick. And the crazy thing is the pregnancy itself, like the baby was healthy, but she was just taking all of my nutrients.
Yeah.
So I myself was not. So I had to quit, I quit my position. I made that decision. And I spent some time with my oldest, but then a lot of it, I guess I relate to success with paycheck, and I'm not getting one. Mm-hmm. So that was a big struggle the first part of last year. And it still kind of is, because you don't have that income coming in for yourself. So right. Yeah.
It's scary. I am, excuse my French, but I'm shitless. Well, no, I'm shit scary. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm scared, but I feel like this is my passion, you know, and it makes me a happier person. It makes me a happier mom. And that's what we want in life. Ladies who are listening, that's the main goal, is to be happy. And if you're not happy, your kid's not happy. And I want my kids to be happy. I don't want them growing up being like, mom was miserable and I'm going to be miserable, you know?
Right, right. And, you know, I'm learning this year that you have to take risks in order to make a life for yourself. Because if you don't have risks, you don't have change. Mm-hmm. Which change is a very scary, scary word. And I used to tell my husband, like, I don't like change. And then he's like, but you change every day. You change what you eat. You change this, you know. And I'm like, well, then let me rephrase that. I don't like not being able to control my change.
Yes, me too. I think that's just nature, how we're women, and that's how we're made. Like, I don't like not having control over something.
Right, right. It's scary.
Yes. I'm like, just the unknown. I think it's the unknown that scares me.
It is. But it is the unknown, because you.
But I gotta have faith.
Right.
So let's talk to our guests about why you're here and what your mission is. I talked to so many moms, and they have so many different stories. It baffles me. It just surprises me. I'm like, how different we are, but how much we can relate to each other. So if you could share what your story as a mom has been these past, I forgot how old your oldest is.
My oldest is 5.
Okay. That's right. So if you can share your motherhood journey for the past 5 years to our guests, be great.
Well, my story goes a little bit past the 5 years. I would say about 7 or 8. So I was lost, you know, right out of high school, not knowing like what I wanted to do with my life, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I had a miscarriage, and my miscarriage brought me to a pretty dark place. Because that, like, being pregnant, that made me like, I was going to be something. I was going to be a mom, you know? Mm-hmm. So that kind of took a little different. And I actually struggled with alcohol. And bad relationships, of course. You know, I was in my 20s.
I've been there.
But I went ahead and, you know, I got myself back up. And I went to school for veterinary technician. And, you know, I got my degree. And actually, in that, I met my now husband. And he is amazing. And we actually got together, and for the longest time, I didn't think I could have kids. I don't know, just because when you get your miscarriage, then you just like think something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
And we actually had a miscarriage too. So that was 2 miscarriages. And I'm like, okay, there's something wrong, you know. So you take everybody's advice, and some of it's good, some of it's bad. You know, it's a mental game. And so we ended up getting pregnant again with Kylie. Mm-hmm. And it was really emotional, and really, I was super excited but nervous. And I remember I wanted a boy, just because I was raised, I'm an only child. And I was raised with boy cousins. And so I'm like, what do I do with a girl? So she has changed my life so much, so much. But when I had her, she turned out to be a daddy's girl.
Oh, mine's too.
So I'm like, and my husband was working thirds, and I could not get her to go to sleep without him. Like, she didn't want me at all. Like, as soon as she went to bottle, she was like, okay, done. I don't want you at all. So it was just really, really not what I pictured motherhood to be.
Yeah.
Or what everybody, you know, talks about. So that was different. And so then I started working full time. I was vet tech. So, you know, I had my independent child. She was in daycare, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I got diagnosed with hypothyroid. So that explained, I was kind of borderline as a child or as a teen or whatever. But it wasn't until I had her that it actually went to, I got diagnosed with it. Mm-hmm. So, and to put like a little spin on thyroid to kind of define what it is, it's basically a disease that it controls a lot. It controls your metabolism. It controls your mental state. Like, I was sluggish. I was fatigued. I just was moody. It was not fun. It was not pleasant. Yeah. Sometimes I felt like I didn't want to get out of bed, but it was just, but I was being managed by medication. So once I got on medication, it was all right, but I still had my days. So fast forward a little bit and we decided, well, actually, so I was overweight. So I was actually about 340 pounds.
What?
Yeah. So
you don't look it.
Well, I've had a very big journey, very big journey.
Wow.
So that's kind of when I decided, cause I got diagnosed with hypothyroid and I, was actually about to have sleep apnea. I probably did have sleep apnea. I just refused to go get the test done.
Yeah.
So me and my doctor discussed it and we, the decision was made that I would have gastric sleeve. So I had a gastric sleeve done. I have mixed feelings about it because yes, I did get down to a pretty good weight, but not where I would want to be. And I was unhealthy, like super unhealthy. Like I was sick all the time. And, so I wasn't really pleased with that, but I did lose like 80 pounds with that. Mm-hmm. So after that, that was in 2012. So we had Kylie in 2011. So in 2012, I had the gastric sleeve done. And then we couldn't get pregnant for 2 years after that. So then we decided when I was able to again, you know, we were just like, you know, I was an only child, so I was kind of okay with having one child. But my husband, he has siblings, so it was kind of like, so we just was like, you know, if like now's the time to have another one if we're wanting to.
Yeah.
So we made that decision to try. We got pregnant again, and then we had a miscarriage.
Oh.
So then I was just like, I was so like overwhelmed with emotion. I was so, and then we got pregnant actually right after that, and it scared the living daylights out of me because I didn't realize you could do that. Because I didn't.
Like, how soon after?
Like, I didn't even have a period after. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know you could do that.
Right. I didn't either. And then I went to the doctor and he was like, yeah, you can. And I was like, well, thanks.
Okay.
Because we ended up taking a little vacation after the miscarriage. And then it just ended up happening. So after that, I was scared. I was scared because, you know, I've had three miscarriages and I have one surviving child, you know, and well, I've also had the gastric sleeve. So I'm like, I don't know if I can have kids again. Like, this is scary.
Yeah.
And, so with that happening, like, I actually remember I went and saw a psychic. And I was like, I was just like looking for answers is basically what was happening. I needed answers. Well, so with that happening, like, the whole pregnancy, like, she was fine. Like I said, she was fine. And her sister was so ready for her. She knew she was a girl. She knew this was a girl. So, anyways, we'll fast forward that. And then I quit my job, and which I felt really good, but I still was in the transition of, I was used to getting up and having a routine. So that was kind of different. And I was getting ready for the baby and spending time with my oldest and getting all that stuff out of the way. And then, we had the baby December 12th, of last year. Mm-hmm. And my birthday is Christmas Day. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So my husband actually threw me a surprise party on like the first, because he knew that my whole month was going to be focused on this baby.
Yeah.
And when I had the baby, like, we had the baby and it was great. We were in the hospital and it's awesome. Like, you know, I'm on cloud nine. I have another baby. You know, we're a little family. But then when I went home, it was not the same. And I fell into PPD. So if you don't experience it yourself, you don't understand. Because before, you know, I would show empathy on my friends and stuff, but I didn't understand it until I went through it. Mm-hmm. And
I think it's like that for a lot of things, really.
Right, right. A lot of us need to relate to it in order to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember feeling lonely and ashamed and worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those three words just kind of played in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more like, we've been through so much and we got to this point, like, I've had miscarriages and stuff. Why am I not happy of having this baby? Why?
Yeah.
And I loved her. I knew I did, but I played through the motions.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor, and I called my mom up, and she finally talked me into going to the doctor, because I didn't want to ask for help, you know? I guess that's the ashamed part of it. You just don't want to ask for help. And it's because you don't want to be judged, because women judge each other way too much.
Yes.
And
ugh.
I was stuck on comparing myself to, you know, oh, well, she is doing this and she has this many kids. And oh, my gosh, why can't I be like that? And that's how I felt. And well, and you have a lot of people in your life. Well, I'm in general with me.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people in your life that are, you know, they're showing you, oh, well, I am super mom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, why can't I be that? So I went to the doctor, and basically she's like, you have PPD and there's no quick fix to it. And then they're like, you can either get on medication or you can get therapy. And basically, well, finances was an issue, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Finances is an issue. So I didn't really want to pay for therapy because we didn't really have a lot. We're working on one income.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. And two, like, the medication, she couldn't guarantee me it wasn't going to affect my kid. And I was breastfeeding. So I knew that I wanted to breastfeed. That was like the one thing in my mind that I knew, like, what was going on, you know?
Yeah.
So I had a lactation specialist, and she basically was like, so after that visit, let me rewind just a bit. After that visit, I went home and I'm like, she's like, you know, discuss it and see what you want to do. So then I talked to my lactation specialist, and she basically was like, you know, you can try having a glass of wine. She's like, because that was the one thing I missed through pregnancy, was having a glass of wine.
Yep.
And she's basically told me that if you have one glass of wine, as long as you're not drunk or anything, you're going to be fine and your baby will be fine. So I was like, all right. So I had a glass of wine. And I relaxed and I calmed down. But that wasn't enough for me, you know? Mm-hmm. So luckily, a friend contacted me, and me and her used to work together, and we talked, and she finally got me to open up. And she introduced me to a product called Juice Plus. Mm-hmm. And she actually had introduced it to me prior, but, you know, I'm stubborn and skeptical, and I was just like, eh, that's not for me.
Yeah.
And so Juice Plus is basically just fruits and fruits and vegetables in concentrated form. And she basically was like, here, I want you to try this. And if you don't like it in 90 days, you know, send it back. And I was like, okay. And you get your money back. And I'm like, all right. You know, I really just did it to please her.
Yeah.
And so I took it, and I had high anxiety, like super high anxiety.
Oh, me too.
I was working through my depression. I was trying to find my identity. Like, there was just a whole bunch of stuff going through me, and depression and anxiety, and it was a mess. And I started taking it when I remember it was a Wednesday in March, and I started taking it, and I'm like, all right, you know, I actually forgot to take it on the next Saturday, and we went out in public, and my daughter was then 3 months old. And I started freaking out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's people here. I need to breastfeed. Oh my gosh, like, what's going on? And I just could not focus. I couldn't focus. I couldn't do anything. I ended up staying in the car while my family enjoyed their time together. Like, my daughter and my husband, they went to the farm and everything, and it was actually with my parents, and I remember this day clearly, and I'm like, what is going on? Why am I feeling this way again? And I had remembered that I hadn't taken the Juice Plus in the morning, and I'm like, holy crap. Like, this literally was this big of a difference.
Yeah. Huh.
And
wow.
So that got me thinking, like, what is up, you know? And so I started, you know, getting more involved and getting more research and learning more about it. And actually, my parents, they seen how big of a difference it made. So they jumped on board.
Wow.
And then his mom jumped on board. So we, and all of us take it. We're a product of the product. And believe me, I don't go a day without it now, because,
yeah.
But that's kind of how I started in my journey of finding the link between nutrition and like disease and symptoms. And it's just crazy how much nutrition plays a factor in it. And I had no idea. Oh, yeah. And they say, like, you need 7 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables. And me, I thought French fries was a vegetable.
Right, right.
I'm like, I had one today. So
it's my French fries.
Right, it's French fries. It can't be that bad, you know, because that's how society has us growing up. Mm-hmm. And so, and then, you know, protein, you know, get it from your meat or cheese. Mm-hmm. And who knew you get protein from vegetables? Like, I didn't know any of this. So, anyways, I basically joined the mission and became a rep for Juice Plus.
Yeah.
And because, well, I believe in it. And I've seen the difference between or with everybody that it's on. So that's kind of how I started it. And then the crazy thing is only a month taking it, I had to go back to the doctor and get a test for my thyroid. So they had to retest my thyroid. And they couldn't take my results from my OBG that, you know, tested it every trimester and then tested it at my postpartum appointment to make sure that wasn't the cause of my, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So, and it stayed the same level. I was on 100 micrograms the whole time. Ever since I was diagnosed, I stayed on 100 micrograms. So that was 4 years of being on levothyroxine. Mm-hmm. And when I went back to the doctor to get rechecked, they took my blood work, and then the next day they called me and they were like, hey, you need to stop taking the medication you're on because we need to get you a lower dose.
The thyroid medication?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So they told me, basically, they're like, you are overdosing yourself now.
Wow.
Which is funny because 2 weeks prior to going to the doctor, I felt like irritated and just like, oh my gosh, anxiety, like not anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, I guess kind of, but high intense, like I needed to be doing something. So I actually was overactive thyroid.
Wow.
So, but it just was really different that I started seeing that connection and then I started reading up on it. And you can actually, every disease is formatted from your gut and from your mm-hmm. digestion organs. So basically what the doctors don't tell you, like a lot of things you can't, like a lot of diseases and stuff, there's no cure for,
mm-hmm.
but you can start like making your liver healthy and either minimize your symptoms of your disease, or some people, they do cure it on their own because it's rejuvenating your liver.
So sorry.
No, you're fine.
Just to make it clear with our listeners, pretty much what you're saying is when you last checked your thyroid after using the Juice Plus, it has improved the whole situation?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then by taking your old medication, it was pretty much too much of a dose to handle your current hypothyroid issues.
Right.
I don't know how to call
it. Right. Yeah. Which, I mean,
that's amazing.
Because that's kind of how I am. Like, I thought of it was the doctor just give me a prescription. You take it because the doctor said so.
Yeah.
So that's how I was just like, okay. And then I went in to get my thyroid rechecked. And then they called me and told me that I couldn't, or I needed to not take that one anymore. That I needed, I needed to lower my dosage. So I had to get a lower dose.
Wow. So how are you feeling now after, like, just with your PPD symptoms, your hypothyroid? How long has it been now? Has it been a year?
It's been, well, March will be a year since I started my journey in nutrition, pretty much. I actually have weaned myself. I do not recommend this. My situation, I couldn't afford to be tested every single month to reevaluate my thyroid. So I have taken it on myself to naturally heal my thyroid.
Wow.
So that is the journey that I'm on right now. I've heard of other people doing it. So I've like come in contact with them and we're supporting each other. But I mean, I do not advise going against your doctor. That is not what I'm saying at all.
Of course.
But so far, like right now, I am not on any other medication except for I take my Juice Plus supplements, and that is just fruits and vegetables.
How is your PPD symptoms? Have they improved?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
With this year, I have been able to grow, like, personally, and I've been able to gain so much confidence. I lost a lot more weight getting on the Juice Plus and everything and to do like, the guidelines and stuff. They have this thing called Shred 10, and it's basically, you know, eliminating, well, I had to eliminate dairy because of my youngest. She had a dairy intolerance. And that's actually kind of why I started Juice Plus too. And it helped me tremendously with that transition because I was a cheese freak.
Yeah. I am too.
It's hard, but I mean, if I drink something that has like milk in it, it's gross to me now because I'm just adjusted to it. But cheese, I still am like, I love you.
Yeah, I know.
It's my secret.
To secret addiction.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Although she's kind of growing out of it, I still stay away from dairy pretty much. Yeah. But anyways, like the dairy, eliminate dairy and eliminate gluten, because a fact that I found is that gluten, the protein in wheat, actually mimics your thyroid. So your hormones are like a hormone in your thyroid. So your thyroid attacks that. So that's been a huge adjustment for me, is because I'm a pasta person too.
Yeah.
So this whole transition has been really, really totally not my norm.
Yeah.
So with this whole nutrition journey with me, I've lost more weight, healthy. I feel so much more healthier than I have. Like, I'm in my 30s now, and I feel more healthier than I did when I was in high school. Wow. Like, I am back to my high school weight.
Wow. Okay.
I was a chubby girl. So, but yeah. I'm back to, actually, I'm littler than I was in high school, which is crazy for me, because I always had like that goal that a lot of people, you know, they set goals and stuff. And mine for the longest time was, I wish that I can go thrift store shopping with my family and get clothes, like cute clothes in my size. And so my goal was like a large, extra large, because for the longest time I wore 3Xs. And now I'm like finally there, and I keep going, you know? So it's just an amazing feeling, and just to boost your confidence and everything, and being able to accept criticism and, you know, life coaches and helping with getting your mind right. Like, none of this would have happened if I didn't take that leap into nutrition, because nutrition plays a huge factor in everything. So right now, I just look forward to every day. I mean, I have my days. I have my days where I'm just like, oh man, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to do anything. Yeah. I don't want to adult.
Yes. But, hashtag I'm done adulting.
Right, right. And then you have those days, but it's, you know, finding that balance, you know, the 80-20 of your day, and just, I see, I can't even like express how great I feel now compared to before. And what's so crazy is now, like how I am now, I forget about how I used to feel until I talk to people about it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I'm just like on a huge high again, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. I love how, because you have me thinking about when you were in high school and you were trying to find yourself. I was, I don't know if you listened to my story.
Yes.
But I was the same way. And
that's why I said we relate a lot.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. We need our own show. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we do.
But it was just, I don't know. I feel like I took PPD. Like, yeah, I was in a darkness, but I took that and I turned it into something bigger, like positive, you know? And now I've found myself, and by the sounds of it, you found yourself, and you found the confidence that you've been looking for since you were like 18. And the same with me. And it's amazing. And what makes me so sad is when people, and I'm not talking just moms, I'm talking people in general who suffer from depression and either, you know, depend on medications, or they get frustrated because their medications isn't working. And I always tell them, look at your environment. Look at the way you're eating, like yourself, or with me, it was for my environment. It's, you can't rely on these meds. I mean, to be honest with you, and I'm not saying that meds, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not saying to go, I'm not against medications, but I can't tell you if it worked for me or not, because I, in the same time I was taking my medication, my husband did say like, yeah, you've improved, but I still had my anxiety. Well, what was the cause of my anxiety? I was working, and I was constantly running to pick up the kids, running to get to work, running to get the girls dressed. It was stressful. So I changed that. I said, I quit. And now I am the most happiest person I've ever been in the last 10 years.
Right. So, and that is awesome. And look what you're doing. Look what you're doing. And see, me, like growing up as an only child, I didn't let people in. Like, I made it all about me. Like, and I didn't realize that until this year. Like, I was really self-absorbed, because I would always think, what do they think about me? Or, you know, and I thought I cared about other people, but it was really what I cared what they thought about me. So I made it all about me. And for the first time, I actually truly care. And I love people, like, and women, like, we need to stand up together and support each other because life is hard. And exactly what you were talking about. A lot of people, they haven't found their what makes them happy. And they get into the motions of life. And I was there. Like, I know. And it's just crazy how amazing. And I used to, because I have a wonderful husband. He is amazing. Yeah. And I, you know, I wouldn't have actually appreciated him if it wasn't for my past relationships, you know?
Oh, yeah. But absolutely.
He is phenomenal. And there was times that I was hanging out with people, because this is, like, to go with your environment. I was hanging out with friends and stuff that I felt like I needed to hide my relationship with my husband. Not, like, hide it, but, like, how good he treated me.
Yeah, like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because they were negative. Or they would always complain about their spouse or their boyfriend. And I'm just sitting in the corner like,
mine's really great.
Men stink, but good one, you know? So I always kind of felt like I needed to, like, be included in stuff. So I would always make myself not outshine. That's I would dim my light, you know?
Yes, yes. You would try to make yourself relatable to them, where you would join in the misery, I guess you were saying.
Right, right. And you would just, like, fall into that. And that... I don't want to dim my light anymore. This life is amazing, and we need to, you know, lift each other up and not get into the misery, because what is that saying? Misery loves company.
Yes.
But no, it's so I want true. Positivity. Positivity loves company.
And it makes me sad to see it, because I have friends who are, I don't want to say that they're miserable, but they haven't found their niche, or they haven't found their true happiness. And I mean, look, it took me 10 years. For gosh sakes, I thought I did. I thought I was happy. I was like, look, I have these two kids. I have this wonderful husband. What's wrong with me? And it was because I didn't find me.
Right.
And you're more than just a wife. You're more than just a mom. You're you. And I mean, I'm going to say it. I want to have my cake and eat it too. I don't care. I don't care what anyone says.
Right.
You know, I want my happy environment, but I also want my inner happiness too. So, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You see, you had a wonderful life and you're making it greater. Mm-hmm, and this is going to be phenomenal for your girls to watch you and watch you grow with this, because you are creating this legacy. And I admire you. You are so inspirational. I'm so inspired with you.
Thanks.
And see, the thing is like, people, like, this would intimidated me last year.
Yeah.
But I just want to embrace everybody, and I want everybody to be happy. And I can truly want that now, because I am good with myself. And it was exactly what you're talking about, like, finding yourself. And I feel like my whole life I've been struggling with my identity. And I haven't really found, like, my identity, like, my description of what my identity is. But I've just come to terms with being comfortable in my own skin, just being open and wanting to learn and meet new people and not judge them, or, you know, care if they judge me, you know. And that's just, I don't know.
it's powerful.
It is.
I love it. I mean, you say you don't know if you found your identity, but I think you have. I mean, look at you. You are showing these women, because in our society today, we're all about eat, and it's, and I want to get into organics, but it's too expensive, and that's the sad part of it. But you are. I'm not saying that we're against medication. That's not what we're saying. But you're pointing an alternative route for women who do struggle and who maybe can't take medications because they're breastfeeding. So
right.
You're inspiring moms as well. And I love that about you.
Well, and that was the big thing because Juice Plus is safe for kids. I mean, they have a health, a child study. When you have a four-year-old, which is one of the big reasons why we signed up too, because Kylie was four at the time. So she was able to get her gummies for free with my order. Mm. So
okay.
She's on gummies too. And we've seen differences. Like she'll get up in the morning and be like, I want vegetables for breakfast. And I'm like, what'd you do with my kid? You know?
Yeah.
So we're all making better habits and stuff. And it's been like a sneaky, like little things. We're just like, oh, we notice different things happening. So it's phenomenal. But to point out like what you're talking about with medication, because doctors, they're highly educated and they're awesome everything, but a lot of them opt out on the nutritional classes. Mm-hmm. So they're taught to, you know, prescribe medication to help with an illness or a disease or something like that. So a lot of it, I mean, I had a doctor that came in and was like, watch what you eat. You need to start watching what you eat. But he was not a good role model because he had a beer gut, you know? So I'm sitting here like laughing because I'm like, and you're telling me to watch what I eat, you know? So I didn't think anything of it because they just say, watch what you eat. You know, they don't say eat fruits and vegetables or they don't teach you how.
Yes.
And so that's kind of where I'm at now is like, I'm still in my journey and I still have days where, you know, I'll go to McDonald's and be like, I want a hamburger with extra pickle because I want one. Mm-hmm. But that's the 80-20 rule, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But once you start getting medication and then you go to the doctor to get medication to overcome like a symptom from your other medication, right. And then you get another one to go mask another one, it gets crazy. Mm-hmm.
It does. It's you start having your little pill packets, you know, or like, okay, Tuesday, I got to take this. Wednesday, I got to take this. I just have two questions.
All right.
One, if there's a mom out there who's currently struggling, what would you say to her right now? Like as if she's listening.
Well, one, I would say, find me and I will talk to you.
Yep.
Or Diana, she will talk to you. But no, the biggest thing is you have to think positive of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the negative thoughts, try putting the positive thoughts in your head. You know, wake up in the morning and say three good things about yourself and know that you are not alone. You are not alone in this world. There is other people that are feeling the same way you are. Mm-hmm. And we need to come together and reach out. Reach out. Ask for help. You know, however you can do it, just know that there's people out there that love and support you. And you just have to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. My biggest thing to moms is that you matter, that you matter to your child. And I know to these moms, some of them say, like, I don't feel connected to my child, as you did, you know. But that child loves you. And my best friend is gone. She left behind two babies. And those babies don't have their moms. So to the moms that feel like they need to end it now, think about your child. I know it's hard because you're in that darkness. And I've been there. In that darkness where people are like, oh, well, how can you do that and not think about your kids? I can't because I'm in this darkness and I can't see anything but the voices in my head. Those voices are liars. And Jessica and I...
And you gotta fight.
Yes, absolutely. You gotta fight.
Fight.
Yes. And believe it, ladies, Jessica and I are here to shine that light for you and get you out of that darkness.
And that moment will come where I know, because I've been there, you go through the motions and you know that you love your children and you just go through the motions. But believe me, when you least expect it, that moment will come. Like I remember holding my daughter and looking down at her as I as I sat watching out the window. That's what I did mm-hmm. for weeks upon weeks when I had her. And all of a sudden it came to me and I was just like, oh my gosh, I love you. Mm-hmm. Which I knew I loved her before, but at that moment in time, it was just eye opening. Yeah. Like I finally, like a light bulb hit, and your light bulbs will mm-hmm. just please hold on to yourself and fight for it. And people love you. Mm-hmm. You are loved.
Mm-hmm. We love you. We love you very, very much. And know that, because that's to be true. And I know that maybe we haven't met you, but know that I love you and Jessica loves you. And like she said, reach out to us if you need to. So, you have me in tears, girl. But my final question is, and I like to ask this question with all of our guests, but what is your current struggle as a mom and your current joy?
My current struggle is I still struggle with comparing myself to others. It's really hard, but I'm working on it daily. But my joy is building an amazing life and finding beauty in everyone and everything, because I've opened this up to where I can find positivity in everything. And, you know, listening to other people's stories and their life, it just is amazing, because I wouldn't have known that. So, and it's really true. You don't judge a book by its cover. You don't, because you don't know what's going on, and you don't know. You know, I actually, my advice to a lot of people is go out, when you're out at the grocery store, compliment somebody. You know, say, your lipstick looks fabulous, and then watch their reaction, because it's amazing just to know that you lit up their day. Or just for the moment, you made them smile. But a lot of the times, people are just looking for that because they need it. So, I mean, I need it.
You know what's crazy is I was at a grocery store just ordering some, you know, fried chicken. And the lady at the counter, we were just chatting. And I said, well, it was so, you know, and my husband's out in the car waiting for me with the crying girls. So he's like, what is happening? But I'm a chatter, and so we got chatting, and then I said, well, I better get going because I got my kids waiting. But you have a fantastic day, and God bless, and you have a happy holidays. And that, I could see in her face that that lit up her life, like right then in that moment. Yeah. So we need that. We need that in our life.
Yeah, don't be the people that, like, you know, hide away mm-hmm. and, you know, avoid contact and stuff, because I was that person. But once you start getting out of the comfort zone, like, just compliment people, because we need compliments and we need to lift each other up. And once you start doing that and it starts becoming more of a norm for you, it gets easier. It does. And it's awesome just to see, like, their face just lights up, and I feel so good when I make somebody's day.
Yes. Like, isn't it awesome? I love it.
It is. Well, and I can't wait. Like, I definitely want to hear, like, people that are listening mm-hmm. to this episode. Like, I want to know
how it made,
if we've changed your day. Yes. Like, because it makes, like, I don't know. I guess it's kind of being a little self-absorbed.
No, I mean, it's just,
I just love knowing that I've brightened somebody's day.
Yes. So, ladies, if you can, well, no, Jessica, if you can tell our ladies where they can find you and where they can get a hold of this fantastic Juice Plus stuff.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you can find it on my website for the Juice Plus is how, and that's HOWELL, the number 1, juiceplus.com. So how1.juiceplus.com. But you can find me. I'm on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So my name is Jessica Howell, the last name H-O-W-E-L-L. Mm-hmm. And my current Facebook picture right now is of my family in matching pajamas.
I saw that. I'll make sure to link it up and all that, so that way they can find
me. And you feel free to contact me, even if it's not about Juice Plus at all. Like, I am seriously, it's all about building relationships.
Yes, yeah.
And making connections. And I truly want your conversation. So please reach out to me. Facebook would be the best part. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know what? I'm going to throw this out here too. If you want to text me, I'm giving you my personal phone number. It's 513-804-8123. Text me anytime. I will get back to you. Of course, if I'm sleeping, then I'll get back to you in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm Eastern Standard Time, so be kind of mindful of that because sometimes I'm not.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if dads are listening to the show, I hope you got something out of Jessica's talk today, and just focus on loving yourself, and self-care is so important, and maybe even change the way that you eat, because you know, that's something I need to work on also, is changing my way of eating. Maybe I won't be so tired all the time, or maybe I won't be so cranky all the time, or maybe I won't be so anxious or depressed, you know, if I just change my diet. And like Jessica said, reach out if you need it. And if you need to, reach out to me, reach out to Jessica. I mean, she even left her phone number for y'all. But I hope you guys, again, I hope you guys got something out of this, because I know I did. And also on a side note, please make sure to leave a review or rating. That helps us be more visible for moms out there who needs us and who needs us to shine that light when they're in the darkness. As always, whether you're listening to this today, tomorrow, a month from now, God bless you. And whatever you're going through, Mama, you will fight this. And I am always here. I am always with you. You have a blessed day. Mwah, and kisses to your baby. Bye-bye.